What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Dollars.
So where is
it? Queens.
I know the area well.
Yeah. It's right next to.
He's where is it? He says, so where is it? This dude can't read. He's only confirming the Trump can't read theories. The Trump can't read theories are now confirmed. All right, breaking news. This may be one of the dumbest clips I have ever seen of Trump. And that is truly saying a lot. But we have a lot to break down and no time to waste because I want to precisely debunk Trump's entire performative trip to the Middle East, where he's pretending to cut deals that are actually hollow. He's flaunting numbers that will never manifest. And Middle Eastern leaders have almost created a Truman Show-esque reality around him, where Trump gets to dance to his favorite songs on stage while big numbers flash on the screen, but none of this will actually manifest in the way that it was promised. It is all hollow, and a lot of it is corrupt and transactional in a way that Trump maybe or maybe not, I don't know if he knows. We'll break this all down. I want to break this clip down, but I guess let's just start from the beginning, because a lot of Trump supporters and critics kind of united against his Qatar plane deal, and that's when it all kicked off. Off the back of that, Trump visited the Middle East and began to announce these quote-unquote deals. It started with a $42 billion arms deal with Qatar, and then the United Arab Emirates pledged another $1.4 trillion investment, which is absurd and not even feasible. I mean, it sounds impressive, it makes a good headline, but I want to be responsible and point out that this whole thing is a hollow deal. Now, if you made it this far, make sure you drop a like and some blue hearts to help boost this pro-democracy content. But I just want to point out the numbers are a fantasy. Back in 2017, Trump promised $142 billion of investment from Saudi Arabia in the form of a weapons deal. It turns out that deal never happened. It was a headline PR stunt that never manifested in any way. A lot of experts say these kind of deals are often dragged out for years and then quietly fall apart. When it comes to Ukraine, they are facing an existential threat, and we immediately provided arms to them during the Biden administration. But when Trump is cutting these deals with Qatar, who, by the way, fund a lot of groups that oppose the United States military, it's just a mess. I mean, Senator Chris Murphy said, these deals aren't about protecting America. They're about collecting money. Collecting tribute in quid pro quo. Okay, there's another example. Okay, now I'll play this video, but I do want to talk about the plane for 1 second, because that's not even subtle corruption, and Democrats seem to be talking about this way more. I mean, there should not be a second where Democrats are acting like Trump cut any sort of deal. What you do is you debunk the deals, but honestly sidestep these deals and talk more about the $400 million private jet after his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, got $2 billion from the Saudis. The Trump org is now building a luxury resort in Qatar. These aren't coincidences. They're financial pipelines that Trump is creating that don't benefit the American people. None of this benefits the American people. Even Ben Shapiro was openly saying the jet is a bribe, but it's very clearly not America first. And can I just remind you one more time, when Trump claims to be cutting these massive deals, most of them never materialize or manifest in any substantive way, meaning it's just performative. And if you think that Trump isn't a performative person, if you're a MAGA supporter watching, and I'm sorry, Trump's entire thing is being performative. For example, he pretended to cut a deal with South Korea regarding trade. He was flaunting this deal last week saying, big deal with South Korea coming. But we already had free trade with South Korea since the Obama administration in roughly 2014. They cut a deal that was long-lasting. Trump ripped that deal apart, taped it back together, and acted like he had some breakthrough. It's actually pretty disturbing. Check out this clip of Donald Trump meeting with business leaders. And I want you to notice that the screen says Queens in big letters, and Trump doesn't even see it.
To our airline. And finally, Mr. President, we just signed also the naming rights of the New York City Football Club by Etihad.
Oh, good.
And we're spending over $800 million.
Okay, where do you think this is being built? I want you to look at the screen. Where do you think this is being built? It says it somewhere on screen. Now watch.
Dollars.
So where is
it? In Queens.
I know the area well.
It's right next to.
He says, where is it? He says, so where is it? This dude can't read. He's only confirming the Trump can't read theories. The Trump can't read theories are now confirmed.
To our airline. And finally, Mr. President, we just signed also the naming rights of the New York City Football Club by Etihad.
Oh, good.
And we're spending over $800 million.
So where is
it? In Queens.
I know the area well. Yeah.
It's right next to City Field.
I grew up in Queens. I know the area very well.
Right next to City Field.
Oh, that's great. That's where they used to fix the cars. A lot of other things got fixed there. A lot of things. That's a great site. So how many people are that hold?
25,000?
25,000.
Yeah. This dude is old. This dude is old. Someone got really mad at me yesterday because I said towards the end of Biden's term, I think Biden was getting pretty old and it was manifesting when he was on stage. But my argument was Trump in his first 100 days is worse than Biden ever was. I truly do believe that. And I truly do believe that Biden has still had leadership skills, but I think we can admit that he was old. People get mad at me when I say that, but come on, we lost the election. He dropped out. That's a concession right there. He dropped out and cited his age. So I think that Trump is old as shit, and we need to be pointing that out. And we also need to be pointing out that due to a function of his old age, he is just brazenly corrupt. He's not even pretending that he's not corrupt. He's going over to the Middle East not to address any real issues. There's no serious discussion on Gaza. There's no serious discussion on Iran's nuclear program or the human rights abuses of these countries. Not a word about democracy or press freedom, which I guess obviously Trump doesn't care about. Instead, he only benefited himself in his own future presidential library, and he dusted off the Abraham Accords from his first term just to give himself a pat on the back. It's all flashy headlines, flashy gifts, and numbers that he's trying to feed to his MAGA fan base like red meat. And I'm not trying to speak in platitudes here about, you know, like, oh, Trump is just being a fake dealsman. No, no, no. I'm citing specific examples of Trump way overstating numbers and deals that he's cut and deals not even manifesting. Remember, back in 2017, Trump announced this insane $142 billion deal. None of it ever manifested or materialized in any way, and we're going to see that happen a lot. I mean, I cited the South Korea example. That's a perfect one. Did I say North Korea? I meant to say South Korea earlier. I cited the South Korea example where Trump cut a deal with them, but it wasn't actually a deal. It was just a pieced up version of what we already had that was not ratified through Congress. So America loses credibility every time Trump does this. But the worst part is, to be honest, the Middle Eastern leaders love this stuff as well. I mean, I say this all the time. My grandpa was born in Syria. My dad grew up in Syria, but he was born in the U.S. And I have Syrian in me. I'm 25% Syrian. And I like the new leader more so than Assad. It's really easy to like the new leader more than Assad. But the fact that he's openly cutting these quid pro quo deals with Trump is disappointing. Not on his end, I get it, but on Trump's end. Trump isn't doing this because America's getting something. The Syrian leader promised a Trump tower, and Trump then lifted sanctions. So, I mean, leaders in the Middle East may actually be willing to embrace this macho, deal-cutting persona that Trump has in order to cut these deals, even if they never manifest. And, you know, that trickles down to make easy propaganda for American people. If you want to help subvert that propaganda, all you have to do is hit the like button below. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. You can become a member if you want to help support the content. But overall, we'll have hundreds of free videos coming out every single month, making sure we push the truth. Love you all, and peace out.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.